This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Dis 'n Woensdag, tyd vir die Woensdag woord vir die week. He will not disappoint. In fact, he will say, looking forward to changing the world with you. It's Pastor Community Champion Enrique Hermanus. Good morning, Enrique. Are you warm enough there?
Good morning, Brad. I am indeed and very expectant for this message this morning.
Yeah, let's hear what you've got for us. We are excited.
Hi, thank you so much, Brad. Good morning to you, listeners out there, whatever you might be doing and wherever you might be. I hope you'll be able to relate in some way to this message. And then furthermore, I hope this will be a message you'll be able to carry in your hearts to others. Today's message comes from Luke 15, and it speaks towards the three lost things that you might be familiar with. This passage starts out with Jesus sitting down, and he's speaking to the outcasts and the Pharisees. That's what the Bible says, the outcasts and the Pharisees. But for some reason, as per usual, as we've been able to see during the scriptures, the Pharisees aren't too happy about the things that Jesus is doing, and they aren't happy at this either. They ask him, and they look towards him and say, why are you opening up your heart, and why are you sharing these things with the outcast? I'm sure that they were fine with him sharing the message to them, but the outcasts, the least of these in society, they weren't too happy about that. And Jesus responds in this way. He responds by telling these three parables about these three lost things. He first starts off with a parable about a lost sheep. He says that there has been a shepherd with 100 sheep. However, one of them wanders away. One of them is lost. However, the shepherd does this, what might seem to be an unreasonable thing. He leaves the 99 sheep and goes after that one. He chases that sheep down in its lost state, and he goes after and finds the sheep. And it says that when he comes back, oh, but he rejoices with his friends and family. And the Bible goes on to say that, you know, that lost sheep is a sinner. And oh, how the angels in heaven rejoice over one lost sinner that has come back and that has joined the flock. And what I want you guys to get out of this first parable is that God meets you where you are at. He chases you down. He fights till you found, and he leaves the 99, as it says in that beautiful song, Reckless Love. He meets you as you've wandered out in your place of brokenness. He meets you where you are at. The second parable is about a lost coin. About a woman that has 10 coins. However, she loses one of them. But what she does, once again, as we've seen in the other parable, is that she leaves these nine coins. She goes after this one, and she eventually finds it. And then what she does as well is that she rejoices with her friends and family. She says, look, I have lost this one coin, but I have it now. And so, very much so, what I want you to get out of this parable is that despite the fact that something might be lost, it still has value. It was the same for us when God met us in our place of brokenness. He went after us because he knew the value that we had. And very much so in the world today, whoever and wherever they might be, despite the fact that people are lost, they still have infinite value upon them. Amen. And they are worth the journey of us traveling towards them and seeking them out. The third parable was about a lost son. There was once a father who had two sons. The first son asked for his inheritance up front, and he said, no, father, I want it right now. His father was willing. He gave him his inheritance. But instead of using and being a good steward of his inheritance, the son went out and spent it unwisely. He went to another country, and this country then fell under famine. And he ended up falling upon a very hard time, so much so that the Bible said that he was working with and he was willing to eat the pig's food. Yeah. But he turns back because he says, no, surely my father will welcome me back and maybe I can be a slave in his quarters. But as he's on his way back and his father sees him, His father runs towards him. His father embraces him, and his father says, "Wow, my son was once lost, but now he's returned. He is found." He gives him his best clothes, his best jewelry, and he has a whole party and celebration for him. And what I want you to get out of this parable is that, you know, this father, he didn't look at the deeds of his son. He was able to forgive them right there and then, because he loved him, not because of what he's done, but because of who he was. And God so very much so loves you, not because of what you've done, rather despite of what you've done. And he loves you because of who you are. Go out and love others that this week in that same way as well. God meets you where you are at in the first parable. Despite the fact that you are still lost, you still carry value. And he loves you not because of what you've done, but because of who you are. Let's go and meet other people where they are at this week. Maybe it's an employee. Maybe it's a family member of sorts. Let's not wait for them to come to us. Let's go towards them. And then remember that those that are lost, maybe those that we despise, they still have value. And they ought to be loved, not because of what they've done, but because of who they are. Let's do that, and let's make a practical difference in the world this week. I'm looking forward changing the world with you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.